Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2023. Happy to have you along today on the show. Here in hour number three, 6 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, along with our host, basically host as well, but he does everything. He's a producer, he's an engineer, he is an all-around great guy, Mr. Aaron Zommers. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. I'm doing well.
We made it to hour number three on the big show. Coming up later this hour, very excited about this, our colleague, our friend, our office mate, Alice Schneiderman, who is going to make an appearance, a little Coffee with Alice segment at the bottom of the hour. Find out what's on Alice's mind. And here's the reason I love Alice. Because A, she's originally from New York. And she just tells it like it is, right? That's what you need. People are just going to tell it like it is. Number two, she's a real person. And number three, she is the bone marrow that keeps Civic Media together. Without her, we're just you know, a bunch of yahoos on a street corner bellowing at you. She holds it all together. So Coffee with Alice coming up at 10:30. Looking forward to that. Right now it is 7 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. And take a look at the weather forecast for you across the state of Wisconsin. First of all, starting in Richland Center in the RC, WRCE news from the center. Today, decreasing clouds, a high of 44. Then for tonight, mostly clear and a low of 24. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 47 degrees. Up in WXCO, Bull Falls Radioland, partly sunny today, a high of 38. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 15, and tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies and a high of 41 degrees. Looking over at Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio, partly sunny skies, a high of 36. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 14, and tomorrow, Friday, areas of fog in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon and a high of 44 degrees. So there you go. There is your weather forecast. Looking all good as far as the next couple of days. Maybe Friday into Saturday, things could get a little dicey, particularly in southern Wisconsin, Madison, and southeast Wisconsin. Maybe a different story. But northern Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, southwest looks like all in all, maybe just a little bit of slushy stuff over the weekend. An inch or so of accumulation, says Kara Foster, our meteorologist. But hopefully turn the corner and spring here is on its way. Headlines for today, the 23rd of March, what you need to know. Later today, President Joe Biden will make his first visit to Canada since taking office to meet with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and to address the country's parliament, according to the White House. Traditionally, U.S. presidents make a stop in the country's northern neighbor in the opening months after taking office, but COVID-19 restrictions and the war in Ukraine delayed Biden's first visit to Ottawa until more than 2 years into his term. The delay has not appeared to have dampened relations with Trudeau, a fellow liberal who is closely aligned with Biden on many policies. Still, there are some areas of disagreement on trade and immigration that will be hashed out during the visit set to occur today through Friday. California experiencing major weather whiplash after a years-long historic mega drought. Before the powerful atmospheric river storm this week, many people welcomed the season's heavy rain and snow to the state so desperately needed. But now the storms keep coming and are leaving widespread destruction in their wake. A rare tornado hit a city near Los Angeles on Wednesday, injuring one person, damaging at least 17 buildings. Wind peaks 110 miles per hour. Tragic news out of Denver. Two faculty members at a Denver high school were shot by a student yesterday, prompting a frantic search for the 17-year-old suspect who fled the scene after firing his weapon. Authorities yesterday said they located a body a short distance from a vehicle connected to the suspect, but have not identified the vehicle, the body at this time. The student suspected in the shooting was under a school safety plan in which he was patted down each day. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas said during Wednesday's search, a handgun was retrieved and several shots were fired in an office area in front of the school. The shooting occurred away from other students and staff, possibly averting a much more tragic outcome. My question is, if this student was considered so dangerous that he had to be patted down every day before he entered school, why the heck was he there? I'm sorry. I mean, if you have a student that is such a threat that you feel he needs to be patted down each day, like going through airport security, why is a student like that even allowed to be at school? I mean, these poor people who had to do the pat down away from everybody else, they're the victims here. Again, yes, it saved probably a lot of lives elsewhere in the school, but tell that to the family who has lost a family member today because of this. I just don't get it. TikTok CEO Shouzi Zhu is scheduled to appear on Capitol Hill today in what could be his first public testimony before Congress. What will be his first public testimony before Congress. For the last week, Zhu has participated in near daily multi-hour prep sessions as he readies to face a bipartisan grilling from lawmakers on a number of issues, most notably data privacy and security. Concerns about TikTok's connections with China have led governments worldwide to say they're going to ban the app. We're not banned at this point. Mr. Zomers and I are still here. We'll come back, take your phone calls, check the news, and don't forget a little coffee with Alice coming up at the bottom of the hour. All that and more. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. We don't give a damn, we do as we please. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine. Wish I was better looking, baby, don't mind. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine.
A little rainbow kitten surprise.
All I ever wanted was to make you
happy. Is that a cool song?
I like it.
I mean, it's just peppy. Makes you happy. All That Matter, All That and More is the name of the song. All That and More, or Sailboat, by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. As heard on No Shoes Radio, Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Radio on Sirius XM, and as heard this morning on Civic Media here on the Todd Allball Show. We are very happy to have you along with us, Mr. Aaron Zomers, and myself here until 11 o'clock at the top of the hour at 11. We'll hand things over to our friends at As Goes Wisconsin, Krista Bry and Jane Matinere. All that is news, all that will make you smile, and all that will make you sound smart for the rest of the day if you listen to Kristen and Jane coming up at 11. Talking this morning on our show a little bit about the Supreme Court race, Judge Jenna Protasiewicz versus Dan Kelly coming up on April 4th. Taking your calls this morning, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. And phone calls are open, lines are open, and we go to Shano this morning, and Jim is on the phone. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you and Aaron for your support and encouragement for Janet Protasiewicz. I also am in support. She's the best candidate.
Well, we appreciate that. Why are you voting for her? What makes you want to go ahead and vote for her?
A thing that our society has kind of lost a little bit, a thing called common sense. And she has a lot of common sense, and it impresses me. I also am kind of just disappointed at the comment by the pastor you were talking about. All the churches I've been to throughout Wisconsin, there's no such thing as justifiable homicide.
Right, right.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I mean, I believed it, but when I read it and I saw it. But I mean, what the world is wrong with these people who want to call themselves pastors and then they say there's justifiable homicide because of somebody you don't agree with?
Exactly. As Aaron said, it's one of the commandments, thou shalt not murder. I mean, right. It's just kind of crazy. But anyway, I just wanted to call and support. On April 4th, I'll be voting for Janet Protasiewicz. I think she has good common sense and a good background, and all the TV ads I've been looking at, she is she's a commendable person, and I believe in women's rights.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate you calling in. By the way, how is the snow looking up there in Shawano right now?
How much snow?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot left. I would say a good 30 inches. 30 inches on the ground.
There's still 30 inches on the ground in Shawano?
It's just not melting.
Holy cow.
It's crazy. I did go for my walk this morning. It's about 23 degrees, but I dressed warm. But the snow is not melting, and that's disappointing because I'm afraid we're going to have it until June.
Well, hang in there. Hang in there. We appreciate it. What?
Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime. We appreciate it. Okay. Have a great day.
You guys are doing a great job on the show. I love your show.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
We appreciate that very much.
Okay.
And in full disclosure, Jim also happens to be my dad. In full disclosure, because we do want to tell the truth.
No. It wouldn't matter if I was your dad or not. I'd be listening to the show because it's such a great show.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Thank you for your work.
All right. Thank you. Bye. So there you go. Dad calling in to vote for Judge Janet. He and my stepmother, Mary, as well as my mom, Linda, they all listen to the show. We appreciate the family support. My sister down in Texas yesterday with her friend Lisa, they were also listening to the show. So we're across the country with my family alone.
My family doesn't listen to the show.
Well, my parents are all retired, so they...
Yeah, you know, that would make it easier.
They have more time. But yeah, I think that's I don't think you mind me telling, my family are educators, right? Former teachers. So there's a dude up in Shawano who's like, yeah, we're all about voting for Judge Janet. Who are you voting for in the Supreme Court election? 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Like to hear your thoughts on the Supreme Court election this morning. We're going to turn the page just a little bit and talk about the Trumpster in two different fashions this morning. Don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but just continue. The story this morning is that the grand jury has been hearing evidence in the case pertaining to former President Donald Trump's alleged role in the scheme to pay hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels, still awaiting on whether or not that's going to happen today, the indictment in New York, or whether they wait until next week. We shall see. And remember, if you want to call in, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. And I believe... we're just waiting. A little technical problem here. We're going to be having another call on the line in just a minute. So if you're on the line, please hold. We will have you on the show pronto. But I want to give you a little factoid here. So we're still waiting on the Trumpster, whether he's going to be indicted today in New York. But here's a factoid. Donald J. Trump, the former president, has raised an estimated $1.5 million in the days since his incorrect claim that he'd be arrested 2 days ago. Remember over the weekend, he put out that social media post, I'll be arrested on Tuesday. Didn't happen. But guess what? He's raised $1.5 million off of that by putting out calls for help. Meanwhile, the Manhattan grand jury may not be done considering evidence related to the campaign finance laws and tax fraud in connection with hush money paid to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels, whose story might have affected the 2016 election. The payoff was an attempt to subvert democracy. And that, of course, is not a small matter. $1.5 million is what Trump has... I mean, people are being inundated with things on their phones and on emails. I know reporters and Democrats who actually sign up for, you know, things from Trump just to find out what's happening. I don't do it. But Trump has been sending out newsletters asking for help, raised $1.5 million off of this whole thing since this weekend. Just keep that in mind as things progress. Taking your calls this morning, 715-388-7155. 7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Let's go back to the phones. We have Bill from Grant County. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. I appreciate the fact that we can have dialogue over issues. And as far as the judges are concerned, my vote goes to Dan Kelly. I want to keep the judicial, I want to keep the judges, the court, conservative, because that's what I am. I don't want this place to turn into another Illinois. So I don't want no jail Janet around. Thank you.
No, would you like to? I'd like to ask you a couple of questions if you'd be so very kind. I'm just curious.
Sure.
I'm just curious. What when you say conservative? And I appreciate you calling in. We welcome all calls. What when you say you want a conservative judge? What does that mean to you?
Well, a conservative to me is someone who's not liberal, who doesn't believe in all of this. All this woke stuff, which is all a bunch of, it drives me nuts. The liberals, look what they've done to California. Look what they've done to Illinois. Look what they've done. Look at San Francisco once. Good Lord. So, I don't want that coming to Wisconsin. That's why I want to stay conservative, because the Democrats don't know how to run anything except into the ground.
So what is it that in California that you don't want coming to Wisconsin?
Well, look at it once, besides the weather. I mean, we can't do nothing about that. But look at the homeless on the streets.
So you think that
look at them banning gas stoves and things of that nature. I mean, it's ridiculous. They build houses and apartment buildings in California. They don't even have kitchens.
So you think that?
I mean, I've been to California.
I've been to California. Last time I was there, everybody still had a kitchen. But you're saying that if we vote for Judge Janet, that it's going to increase the homeless population in Wisconsin?
I think she's too liberal for me. We don't need another liberal, no jail Janet on the Supreme Court. Well, I want to keep it conservative. That's my opinion.
Sure, you're entitled to it. I just want people to understand why you think that way. We're all entitled to have thoughts, but I think it's more helpful if we understand you think that way.
I think that way because I see what's going on in this world, and it's not good. The Democrats are just... Look at New York City. Look at the border. Come on.
Okay, I'm looking at it. I'm not sure exactly, again, how that relates to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race.
Well, it all revolves around the way the progressives and the liberals think and then the way they go about things. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and that's a liberal.
Really? So you what do you think
really?
About what do you think about this story that we had with a pastor? Do you believe that it's justifiable homicide to kill someone if they're in favor if it's a doctor who performs an abortion? Do you agree with that?
Well, of course not. But then again, you're quoting murder from the Bible. It's not good to murder unborn children. What choice do they have?
You're not in favor, but
no,
what?
I'm not in favor of killing anybody, sir.
Okay.
I never said that, but I'm not in favor of killing. What? Let me ask you. All the time they preach about abortion and abortion. What choice does that child have? That little innocent unborn child.
What choice does a woman have that's held down and raped against her will and conceives that child?
You know what? Those unfortunate things happen, and it's terrible. I don't think that that's right. But what choice does it? Now that baby could be put up for adoption.
So do you,
why
you
kill
believe
the baby?
Do you, I'm just curious. Do you have a daughter or a granddaughter?
No, I have nieces and nephews and stuff, but
okay.
I just don't believe
God forbid that your niece was ever raped. God forbid. I would not wish that on any girl or woman. Do you believe that if that woman or your niece were violently raped and conceived a child, you believe then that she should be forced to have to carry that child to term?
I don't think she should be forced to do it. I think
that's what Wisconsin law says right now. She is forced to do it. She has no option.
Then I agree with it. She should have the child and then put the baby up for adoption because, like I said, the bottom line is when there's an abortion, there's a murder.
So you think that she should be? You think that she should be forced to carry that child to term? If she's raped.
I don't believe in abortion. Yes, I think that she should carry that baby full term and give the baby a shot at this life. What did the baby do to inflict that upon them. What choice do they have? That's a life at conception. That baby should have a right to live. It's right. Murder, no matter which way you look at it.
All right. Well, that's your opinion, Bill. We appreciate you calling in, and thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Unfortunately,
thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, Bill. That's Bill in Grant County. Hey, we take all callers, as Matt Flynn says. We'll come back in a minute, discuss more of it on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. We don't give a damn, we do as we please. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant.
Alice's Restaurant. Who is that by, Mr. Zomers?
Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, that's Arlo Guthrie. Wow, what an introduction.
It is a 18 and a half minute song.
We won't play the whole thing, at least not this morning. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:33 on your time and temperature sign on the Civic Media Radio Network. And once again, it is time for our recurring segment called Coffee with Alex, our very own Civic Media's Alice Schneiderman, the woman who keeps this place together, who does it all from start to finish. Alice, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Todd, for having me. You make me feel so appreciated and so loved. I love being here.
Look how kind you are. And see, look at how sweet she is.
She's excited.
She is sweet, but she runs this place. I mean, you do not want to get in her way.
Dude, I have two kids. Like, I'm a mom. What can I say? I'm the Yiddish word for that is balabus. I'm a balabus.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, but you're from, I didn't know this until recently, you grew up in Brooklyn.
I like to say I grew up in Brooklyn, but really I was born in Brooklyn, lived there till I was six.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Madison. But you know what? You can take the girl out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out of the girl. What's up, my Brooklyn people, brothers and sisters?
You bring that kind of New York common sense that just kind of like, I'm going to tell it like it is. And that's, I love that about you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I want to take, before we go to a slightly less serious thing, I want to take a minute to get your take on this. Because growing up in Brooklyn, you happen to be Jewish, and we've talked about this before. Give us your take on this anti-Semitism that seems to be spreading across the country. And it's just so much more. I mean, it's always been there, unfortunately. But it seems like in recent times, more recent times, here we had this story today in Western Wisconsin where this, I'll call him so-called pastor, was doing a fundraiser for or an event where Dan Kelly, the conservative Supreme Court candidate, the regressive conservative, was appearing via Zoom. And he's saying things like equating COVID-19 to the Holocaust, for goodness sake. And I mean, what when you hear things like that, as a person of the Jewish faith, what comes to your mind, Alice?
I think it's really difficult as a Jewish person because, you know, the Holocaust, we don't like to have that word brought up in like normal everyday conversation because the Holocaust was very serious. It was a horrible, you know, just a piece of historical that happened to our people. And it was very serious and it was absolutely horrific and we never want to repeat that again. So I don't like to use that word lightly whatsoever. And a new saying that I have really been using a lot in my own mind and just in conversations with people is we have to stop attacking people. We have to attack the problem. And I think that for me, the problem of the anti-Semitism, it's I feel like a lot of the issues for, and this is me personally, I feel like I left social media because people find it so easy to just drop names or attack people or blame, you know, certain types of people or races or colors or genders or whatever it may be. Just so easy to roll off the, you know, the texting, you know, become this, you know, texting warrior or whatever.
Right.
And blame a person or a group of people. And I feel like the social media really is part of the problem. And I think that it's so easy to, you know, take these issues and polarize them and create these people that have never had an issue with a certain, you know, you're not born with these beliefs. You're not born hating on people. And so therefore it's taught to you. And so these thoughts are that are in people's minds have generated, you know, the fomenting has been created a lot by social media. And because social media makes money through advertising, because they're not charging us a fee to join the platform, they have to make their money through advertising. And the way to make their money through advertising is by eyeballs. And the way that you get eyeballs is by creating problems and fighting and issues and conflict and blah, 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 you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I think the social media honestly has been really a problem in stoking these fires between people and just bringing up like one stupid thing like, oh, it's Jewish people. They, you know, whatever to babies or, you know what I mean? It's so easy to like, you know, have these like, you know, sayings or whatever, mythological, you know, racial slurs or however. And it's just, it's unfortunate because people are not born with these beliefs. They're not born with these thoughts. They're put there by somebody. And people do have, it's very easy to become reactionary. And
right.
So people are reacting to what they were told on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it may be. And then the algorithms are stoking those fires. And so that's why I left Facebook. I mean, it's just, it's honestly, I...
How long have you been off of it?
2 years now. And yeah. It's a blessing. I mean, I got a dog and I walk the dog. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah. And I talk to my neighbors and I would never, ever talk to my neighbors the way that we talk to each other on Facebook. And it's not really a conversation. It's more of just like, you know, just a one way, you know, texting or typing, and you're not, there's no feedback, there's no conversation. Yeah. And so I would never, I'm very happy. I've been so happy since I've been off Facebook. It's definitely not I don't think it's really a reflection of the real world and how people really are to each other.
You have hit on one of my favorite subjects, Alice, and I've been wanting to talk about this, and it just hasn't, time hasn't been right. This is it. What you've described, in my opinion, is one of my favorite topics, masks. Masks.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that all of us, to some degree, wear a mask. We
yes.
don't want people to, we don't want to let people in to our space, and so we kind of put on this mask in public or to others. And I think that social media is the ultimate mask because no one has to be accountable. No one has to look at each other. People say things on social media that they would never say if they were standing in front of you. Am I right?
Correct. 100% correct. I agree with that.
And what you just said, when we put down the phones and the computers and go talk to one another, then we start having real conversations.
I agree. 100%.
And all this hate speech that's putting out on social media, I mean, how many people, let me ask you this, as a person of the Jewish faith, in your lifetime, how many people have actually come up to you, I guess they wouldn't know you're Jewish necessarily by looking at you, but how many times have you heard in-person slurs to your face?
Never. And there's been times, like, I don't really do it as often as I used to. I feel like I kind of cloak it a little bit more,
right.
But I would wear my Jewish star or...
You would?
You know,
okay.
Yeah. And,
all right.
And I really, I mean, whether it was, you know, growing up, I didn't feel that way. You know,
right.
I really didn't feel like it was like I had to hide it.
Right.
You know, and that was great. And even when I was like, you know, really involved with our temple and reaching out to the community or, you know, running around and doing errands and talking about the events. And, you know, I mean, I was using my social contacts in my everyday life, mm-hmm. you know, to raise money for whether it was a Jewish day school or, you know, the sisterhood for the, you know, our food luncheon we did every year. I never felt that ever.
And not until you went on social media, that's where it all started.
100%, yes. And that I felt like, and nobody really, they weren't really attacking me.
Right.
What it was is I was realizing that there was a lot of Jewish hate, and it was people that would never hate on Jewish people, but it was being brought into a context that some of the issues that they're having issues with, it was brought on to, you know, like it's caused by the Jews. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether it's especially, I realized a lot of it was the economic suffering. You know, people, there's a lot of economic suffering, and myself included. And, you know, they definitely were like, it's all the Jews. They can, you know, the Rothschilds, the, you know, the banks,
right.
the money, the blah, 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 you know what I mean? So it was really, I saw that's really a lot of it, you know? And so that's just, it's so easy to just pin, you know, try and blame, you know, whatever. And of course there's bad actors in everything, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Course.
And so of course there are bad actors, but the Jews as a people are not trying to oppress people financially, you
right.
know what I mean? And so it was really difficult. So for me as a Jewish person on social media, I was like, yikes, I definitely don't want to say I'm Jewish on Facebook because everybody's going to hate on me and say that I'm the one, you know, causing all these problems. And it I know, of course, it's not true.
And what a sad statement of our world and our communities and our social media that you feel you can't be yourself on social media for fear of retribution and attack.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I felt the same way, too, like with I have always been a big Bernie supporter. Sure. And that's one of the reasons why I really kind of gravitated. My values aligns with Bernie's. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I'm even sitting here today is because I loved the Devil's Advocate show. And I felt like Crudy was really the only voice for Bernie on mm-hmm. the whole like talk radio. I mean, of course, you know, there was like, you know, Ed Schultz, which amazing, right. helped him and everything. But Crudy and I, like, I really felt like my values aligned with that. And I felt like people also hated on Bernie for being Jewish, and I was, mm-hmm. you know, I was seeing that, and it was just, it's like, I don't know, it was really upsetting to me because obviously Bernie was, you know, to me represents all people,
right?
You know, and everything that we want.
And think about this for a second. You are a mature, adult thinking woman who's grounded, and it affected you that way. Now think about a teenager that's 12. 13,
yes.
14, and they're attacked either for being Jewish or being gay or being trans or being ethnic, you know, whether it's black, you know, whatever. And think about how this affects them. That's not a mature mind.
Yes, I agree. I mean, for me, like, I remember being, you know, I'm a short person. Like, when people attack me for being short or wearing glasses, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're being attacked as a child, that those, it's like you, these little microaggressions, mm-hmm. you know, and how you portray, you know, think of yourself and your self-esteem and things like that. And then you've got these people who really aren't fully developed and they're not mature and they're being told these things. And it is affecting their emotions, which clouds people's judgments. And, you know, they're not able to think clearly. And we're very reactionary. Human beings are just by nature very reactionary, and so I feel, you know, that there's just a lack of education. There's not these conversations. There's not the I feel yes, I mean, there's definitely a lot of mental and emotional health issues, and this is not helping.
As a active person in the Jewish community in the Madison area, as a member of our community at large, what makes you feel good? As someone of a Jewish faith, is there anything like that you see in the community or something someone says to you is like, oh, that makes me feel better. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel welcome.
I mean, I think to me, it's like, when I reach out to other people that are Jewish and we recognize that we're Jewish and, you know, I guess, you know, there's, you know, spiritually, I feel a connection. I feel good about stuff like that. I think that we are doing, we're trying to do a good job with educating about what the things that, you know, Israel is doing, you know, some of the things that technology, health wise, things like that. I mean, I see some good, you know, maybe reflected back to me that way, but really, I don't really see enough of it. And right. I think there needs to be more of a branding awareness because there's a lot of hate on, you know, Israel. There's a lot of hate on Jews. And it's just unfortunate.
It's so interesting you say that because at the start of Black History Month last month, I asked a young black person that I said, well, you know, I'm as a middle-aged white dude, how should I be celebrating? How should we be talking about Black History Month? You know, he's a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, don't always just talk about our struggles. Like, I know it's important, but don't do it. Talk about people who are successful in the black community. Give us someone to aspire to. Do you feel the same way as a Jewish person, a person of Jewish faith?
Yeah, I think that I would love to focus on the good things. I would love to focus on the achievements that we've made and how we're trying to make, you know, things better globally, you know, not just globally, but locally as well. And focus on those types of things, whether it's these advancements that have helped humanity. Let's focus on those. Let's focus on the people and the good things that they've done. And regardless of, you know, whatever their race, their color, we all make achievements.
You make achievements, and you're fantastic. I appreciate you giving us your time this morning, Alice. Again, about a minute and a half. Something exciting to talk about is you're helping us move downtown to State Street. Give us a quick 1 minute update on that.
So State Street is coming together. We're getting the office furniture in there. We're getting water delivered. We're getting, you know, just the computers, the studio. I mean, it's, you know, it's happening eventually.
No, wait, time out. Alice usually changes our water cooler, and she taught me how to change it like 3 weeks ago or maybe a month ago. And the other morning she comes in and she goes, who is not changing the water? Because I'm the only one doing it. I said, look, I've been helping out.
I had no idea. I'm like, why is it? Every time I look at it, the cooler, I'm like, it's empty. I'm like, am I the only one who knows how to do this? But thank you, Todd, because you did change it. I had no idea. I apologize. No, I appreciate your help.
I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. But you got to get her done.
We got water down there, and it's going to, you're working on furniture today?
Yeah, we're having affordable office furniture is going to come and do some measurements for us, and we're going to get some furniture that fits the space and make sure we get everything kind of set and ready to go, because we want to get the administrative people over there first, and then once the administrative level is set up, then we'll work on the studio.
None of this could happen, none of Civic Media, without our wonderful and talented Alice Schneiderman. Thanks, Alice. Coffee with Alice, insightful, informative, and fun.
Thanks for having me, guys. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys.
Welcome you back anytime. We'll do it again. Coffee with Alice. More after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Alice's Restaurant.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Sometimes, Aaron, it's the people that you know and sit next to every day that are the most spectacular. How about Alice Schneiderman?
Yeah, she's always come off as a great person, been awesome to talk to about anything, and just very nice and helpful all the time. And it was better, or not better, it was great to hear all of this other side of her I didn't know anything about. Yeah. And
You can learn a lot. As Yogi Berra was fond of saying, you can learn, you can see a lot just by looking around. You know, yeah. I mean, sometimes we it's the people that we see every day, and you don't get a chance or don't take the time to really get to know that individual. And when you do, you find out that you can learn something from it.
Absolutely.
So we thank Alice Schneiderman. We'll do more of that in the weeks and days ahead. A little coffee with Alice. Sometimes it'll be more serious or insightful like that. Sometimes it'll be a little bit more lighthearted, because Alice is probably the person here that makes me laugh so much, because she's just naturally very funny. But she's also, as you saw there, also a deep thinker and has a lot of thoughts to share with us. So thanks, Alice. She is absolutely spectacular. We have breaking news. Well, I don't want to overuse that word or that term. It's kind of breaking news. We have some information we can pass along to you. I got a direct text from the president of Civic Media, Mike Crute, host, by the way, co-host of the Devil's Advocates radio program, which can be heard right here on Civic Media every day from 4 until 6 with his co-host, Dom Selvia. Remember, it's never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocate, and our CER, our president, rather, Mike Crute. Tomorrow, folks, on our show, we will be giving away two tickets to your opportunity to see Charlie Barron's in person here in Madison, as he is going to do a live Cripescast from the Comedy Store here in Madison.
Ooh, we're giving away tickets.
We're giving away tickets. That is, I'm gonna read you the unvarnished text directly from Mr. Crute himself. Quote, you can give away a pair of free VIP tickets on Friday's show. That is tomorrow. So we're promoting this today. Be with us tomorrow, and we will give away two tickets to the Cripescast with Charlie Barron's and Mike Wagner. It's at the Comedy on State coming up on March 27th. I believe that is next Friday at 7:30. So if you can be in Madison next week at 7:30, doors open at 6:30. And these are like $50 a pop. All right. So this is $100 worth of tickets. We're going to give away two of these tomorrow on tomorrow's show. So be with us then. It's a special engagement show, and it's Charlie Barron's doing a live version of the Cripescast on State, Comedy on State.
That's going to be good stuff. I've listened to a lot of the Cripescast, also seen Charlie Barron's live.
You really?
Yeah. I don't remember if I mentioned it to you before. I think I mentioned it to Pat at least, but when I worked at the Capital Civic Center in Manitowoc doing like stage tech stuff, I got to work one of his shows, which was fun.
Wow, that's really cool.
And before the show started, he was like, all right, so guys, we're all set up. Any place you guys want to go get a beer? I was like, I'm 18, but thank you.
But thank you anyway. No, this is going to be really good. Charlie Behrens hosting a live Kripescast interview along with journalism professor Mike Wagner to discuss the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election on April 4th and what the issues on the table are. And so all the proceeds to this event are going to the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County and is presented by our own company, Civic Media. So you get to help out the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and you also get to hear some actual meat on the bone, as they say, when it comes to the Supreme Court race. And knowing Charlie Behrens, he'll also make us laugh a little bit along the way and keep things a little bit lighthearted. So if you've never met Charlie Behrens, if you've never seen him, if you've never, like Aaron, who's seen him, I saw him give the graduation speech for my youngest godson at UW. But, you know, slightly different than his actual comedy show, I'm sure. But here's your opportunity. Thanks to Mr. Crute, we will give you a giveaway, two tickets on tomorrow's show. So join us for that. It'll be a great program. We thank Mr. Crute for giving us the opportunity to do that. But if you like to be here in Madison, it'll be a great time to have by all, I'm sure. It is coming up again here in Madison, March 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Comedy on State.
And if you're interested, I recommend buying tickets as soon as you find out you don't win them tomorrow, because
right.
Comedy Club on State is not that big of a venue compared to something like the Overture Center.
Right. No, it's a small venue. And maybe, I'm not sure, I haven't talked to Crudy about this, maybe we'll have like an open house for our new studio. People can come up. We'll have like, you know, a punch and cookies for people to take a tour of the new studio. Because our studios are right above.
Somehow, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either. But it'd be kind of cool, right? Because our new studios are directly above Comedy on State on State Street. So that'll be great. So again, as our friend Luke Mathers likes to say, be a voter. What's your plan to be a voter on April 4th for the Supreme Court election? Think about that. Call your local clerk, your town clerk, your village clerk, your city clerk, and make sure that you know when the polls are open, when you could go in and vote early. If that's an option you want to do, vote absentee or have a plan to be a voter on Election Day proper coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. And also make a plan to be with us at Civic Media here in Madison on March 27th to a live version of the Kripescast with Charlie Behrens and UW journalism professor Mike Wagner to talk about this very important Wisconsin Supreme Court election. A great show today, Mr. Zommers. A lot of good phone callers. I appreciate the caller that, you know, on the other side of the fence. We want to hear all voices. That's fine. That's great. Appreciate the calls that agreed with us as well. Appreciated Alice Schneiderman being with us today. She's fantastic. And Mr. Zommers as well. Always. Sometimes, as I said in the break, sometimes it's the shows that you don't always plan out. They're just spontaneous that end up being the best.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're going to have a lot to be thankful for this week.
I think so as well. Thank you for reminding me. Tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, it is Mimosa Friday. We'll be talking about toasting, what we're thankful for this week. It'll also be Board Game of the Week with Mr. Zommers himself. So we'll see what's coming up there. We'll also talk a little bit tomorrow about talking about the NCAA tournament that gets underway. The Sweet 16, of course, getting underway this weekend. And also the Badgers are in the NIT semifinals. The version of the Final Four for the NIT next week, which can be heard on WRCE in Richland Center and WLAK in Amory. So we'll be taking a look at that tomorrow as well and welcoming your phone calls as always. Thanks for listening, everybody. Great show today. Whatever you are today in Wisconsin or around the country, around the world, make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And whatever it is, whatever the cause you're fighting for, whatever is in your heart and in your soul and your mind, do not give up. Don't give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will